welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
So now the Lord gave me several words for today for you and I to expect. Sometimes people come to church just to get a fix. I spent a lot of time in the Bronx. We had a lot of folks on drugs, and a lot of them went blind over a period of time because they were cutting the heroin with baby powder so they can sell more of it and get it, you know what I'm trying to say? If they can make so much here, if they cut it. And what was happening was the baby powder mixed with the heroin would eventually clog up the smallest veins in their eyes and people would go blind. See, man's way of getting things done is not the same as God's. See, when Moses, he heard God talk to him, and he decided to start killing the Egyptians one by one. You see, our plan and his plan are different. Amen. Now, he would have died before he got all of them, you understand? But understand, God's way was to get an ocean and just split it down the middle, and you walk on dry ground, I'll take care of the enemy. Amen. See, God's plan is, my God, have mercy. God's plan is... How many of you got that in your spirit? I'm not here to get into your soulish realm because that ain't going to help anybody. I'm here to get into your spirit, man. If I can get into your spirit, man, with the Word, if I can operate on you with the Word, recovery time will be short. So listen to Acts, the third chapter, because this applies to all of us from the pulpit back to the nursery somewhere. Verse 19. So repent. Say repent. Every day I get up and ask God to reveal to me if there are any areas in my life where I have not been doing the right thing. Amen. Sometimes it's to repent. Say, repent of sin. Amen. Unforgiveness is sin. Amen. Doubting God's word is. There's so many of them we can wrap our arms around. But listen to what this said, because here's what the Lord spoke to me. In the Amplified, it says, change your mind and your purpose. Turn around and return to God. Some of us literally need to do a turnaround and get back to God. In James, it simply says this. It says, first submit yourselves to God. Then what?
Resist.
So what happens is so many times we're not submitting ourselves to God, which means submitting ourselves to His Word. Seek first the kingdom of God. Well, the kingdom of God, we know what it is. According to Romans, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last night I was driving around my wife and I went by so many places where people are being, having a great time. And the next morning they will wake up and won't have a good time. But the Bible says that we should be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Say the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Where there's no hangover the next day.
Amen.
Now listen to this. This applies to everybody here. I want to help you today. That your sins may be erased, blotted out, and wiped clean. Now here's what the Lord spoke to me this morning. That times of refreshing. And if I can get you to see how you can be refreshed today, you know the expression, I think it goes like this, if I give somebody bread for today, I've helped them for today, but if I can teach them how to plant seed and get their own crops, I've helped them for a lifetime.
Amen.
Well, this is not to help you for today, this is to help you for a lifetime and to help me for a lifetime.
Amen.
Times are refreshing, say times are refreshing. Last week I laid hands on a young man and told him there was an anointing on his life, and afterwards he came up to me and he said, Pastor, what do you mean by the anointing? So I just explained to him. So the Holy Spirit said to explain to everybody today, those watching and listening to, about anointing. Say anointing.
Anointing.
Anointing simply, say simply.
Simply.
Means. The anointing is when the presence of God, say the presence of God, is manifested. Through our praise and worship, the power of God was manifested. When Jesus caused Lazarus to come out of the tomb, that was the anointing of God on his life to do what? Resurrection. Say resurrection.
Resurrection.
Resurrection is on every tomb of your life and my life. Everything that's dead, there's a resurrection power. When Jesus, I've been listening to Ted, my wife, and I over and over again. He tells a story about the funeral procession was coming into town and the son was dead. And the Bible says, and then Jesus showed up. And then I always like that because what I hear in my spirit is when Jesus shows up, say when Jesus shows up, everything changes. You can't show me anything different in the Word of God. Say when Jesus shows up, everything changes. Now all through the Gospels, Jesus showed up and something changed. But today it's not the same. Because when you show up and when I show up, that's Jesus showing up and everything around us must change. When we show up, that's not being boastful of you and I, but when you and I show up, where does Jesus live? He lives on the inside of us. So when we show up, we should see the same kinds of things that Jesus saw. Hallelujah. And what happened to that young man who was dead? He got up. What would happen if you and I saw a dead man get up? Yeah, we'd be praising his accolades. We'd be running all over the place. Reinhard Bunke and Ted was mentioning, I remember because I still have the video in my office, where a man was brought into the church and he was in the basement in a coffin and he sat up. And the doctor who pronounced him dead, everybody said, no, here's the death certificate. They held it up. This man's dead. Well, if he's dead, why is he sitting up? The anointing of God will change any and every situation. If my wife's going through a difficult time, I pray for her. If I'm going through a difficult time, she prays for me. Amen. Sometimes neither one of us are around, so I'll say, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Do you ever think about anointing yourself? Yes. If you ever cut your finger, you wait for mommy to come home to put a Band-Aid on it. Do you know where the Band-Aids are? Do you know where the soap and water are? You anoint yourself with oil. You pronounce yourself whole and well and lay hands on yourself. Yes. Say, times of refreshing. Out of the Word of God. See, the Holy Ghost just said he's looking for people today that are sponges. What do you do with a sponge? Get it wet so it can do what it's supposed to do. So if you and I will receive everything in the Word today, we're going to clean up some things. Clean up time. Clean up day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say hallelujah. Glory to God. Say hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, lift your hands. Just begin to praise him. Come on. Come on, just begin to praise him. Just begin to praise him. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 So the anointing is what? When God's presence is manifested. Say manifested. See, some of you, I can already see the anointing on you. When they cut the hole in the roof and let that young man down in that stretcher, Jesus said, I see your faith. The owner of the house said, I see the hole in my roof. Who's going to fix it? Well, your eyes are open now. Well, why were you blind? Was it because of your mother, your father, your Aunt Bertha, somebody who ran over your big toe when you were a kid? He says, I don't know and I don't care. See, you're not religious, so you don't care how it happens or when it happens. What you and I care about is that it's already happened. You hear what I said? Don't miss that now. That it's already happened. Say, it's already happened. Say it again. It's already happened. I wouldn't have church any other way than how we're having it. In Bible college, they teach you got to have an A, B, a C, a D, and an E. I just say you have to have the Word open and open your mouth. That's the way it goes. Hallelujah. I wrote this down and I gave it to the Wednesday night crowd and the Holy Spirit brought it back to my memory. Say, stirring up the anointing. When we stir up the anointing, well, how do you stir up the anointing of God? Declare what the Word of God says. Say the anointing of God. Now listen to this, you may want to write it down. Is a specific thing at a specific time. Say a specific thing at a specific time. Listen, in a specific situation. Some of you are challenged today by life itself. If you had to go through and read every verse and every chapter in the life of your book, you'd say, oh, I can't handle this. But God is bringing anointing today on your situation. And for some of us today, it could just be life itself. Life itself is a situation. If any of us knew what our life would be like here when we were over here, we would have packed up right then. But God has given you grace and given me grace every single day. Hallelujah. Say every single day. And the Bible says, as your day is, say it with me, as your day is, so shall your strength be. So when we get into tomorrow and the next day, we zap ourselves of strength here. So when we get there, we yell out, God, where are you? Well, God was back there in the other day when you used most of today up on yesterday. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Just take one day. Say one day.
One day.
Hallelujah. How many of you sleep for at least 8 hours? Have you ever had a sleepless night? I've had them. I had one the other night. Couldn't go to sleep. Last night I slept like a baby. So what do I do? Do I go back and say, well, I didn't sleep? And no, I don't say, I hope this night's any better. What do you have to do? Apply the anointing of God. Say a specific time, a specific situation. Now, hang on now. And the anointing will always bring a specific result. What happened to that young man who was lying in that coffin? So what happens to the anointing? A specific time, here comes Jesus, in a specific situation, death, and then a specific result, life. Your finances. How many of you have difficulty sometime with your finances? When we pray in the morning, we say, bless our church finances and bless ours as individuals, our household. Your personal and the church, say both. Because that's a situation that God's going to turn around. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Say the anointing of God is going to bring times of refreshing. How many of you take a shower? Why? To be refreshed and to get the dirt off of you. Say times of refreshing. Here's the key now. It'll come from the presence of the Lord. Say from the presence of the Lord. Now we know where the refreshing will come from the Spirit of God. Say from His presence. Moses was face to face with God Almighty. And suddenly he found, can I put it this way to you? Moses had to go into the backside of the desert for 40 years. God had to straighten his thinking out. Sometimes you and I need to get alone with God so we can straighten our brain out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you know sometimes our brainiac needs a little, say, refreshing? The key is this, face-to-face relationship. What made Jesus so powerful and so strong in all the miracles he performed here on planet Earth? Because he had a face-to-face relationship. In fact, there's Greek words that mean face-to-face. If you and I can have a face-to-face relationship, something supernatural is going to happen. The anointing is going to be there. If you put a man and a woman together, their husband and wife, and put them knee to knee and start looking at each other, the man wants to run. When we get face-to-face with God in His presence, most times we want to run because we're just concerned about what He may say. Amen. What He's going to say is His plan for your life and my life. Amen. When the Bible says, Jesus said, pick up your cross daily. They say daily.
Daily.
Say today, pick it up. And do what?
Carry it.
Follow me. Picking up your cross simply means this. Picking up the will of God for your life that day and following after Christ.
Amen.
How many of you know some of the days that Jesus heard the will of God for his life were not pleasant?
Amen.
They were not good. But Jesus did it anyway. When the Bible said, it's so powerful, Jesus said, no man can take my life.
Amen.
Nobody's going to take your life.
Amen.
Nobody's going to mess with you. Because you, the will of God for your life is healing,
Amen.
Restoration,
yes.
Refreshing. Supernatural. Say supernatural. John 10:10 says, Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to give you life more abundantly. Say abundantly. Hallelujah. How many of you are saved? You know Christ is your Lord and Savior. Then you've got God kind of life on the inside of you.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive.
Jesus is alive.